This is the most magnificent and powerful thing I've ever seen.
There's really not a way to describe exactly what's happening.
It's exciting seeing the commitment.
We're fired up about it.
I want to be a man of integrity.
Look out, Milton, Texas. Got a new man coming home.
Praise God, I have a new husband and a new marriage.
This is as jam-packed as we've had a stadium all year.
Wherever you are across America listening to this broadcast today, let's set the scene for you. We are in Los Angeles at the Coliseum. The sun is shining brightly in L.A. this morning. We can see the skyline off in the distance. The San Gabriel's here. There's the Hollywood sign over in the mountains over there.
Well, this is the opening night, of course, for Promise Keepers 96 at Texas Stadium.
Even before Luis Palau stopped speaking, the men had already begun to stream towards the platform here at Shea Stadium. It's lunchtime here. Thousands of men are enjoying their lunch together, fellowshipping, talking about the morning they've had. Wherever you are, listening across America tonight from Alaska and Hawaii to Maine, call toll-free 1-888-PK-RADIO. Here's what's happened thus far this evening at Promise Keepers. Franklin Graham has given the first message, which is traditionally a call to break down that wall between a man and his God and accept Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life.
You gotta love it. The men singing from the top of their lungs and from the bottom of their heart.
Listen to the ovation. The men again come to their feet in recognition of what the Lord did here at Promise Keepers last night, Rod.
It's incredible. Men came in last night, maybe as friends, but now they're brothers.
We have somebody in line right now. He's Mike. Mike, you're a trucker, right?
Yes, I am.
And where are you calling from, Mike?
Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
It's just really exciting to listen to the things that have been going on.
Well, I'm on the Pinellas Bicycle Trail listening to the broadcast on my radio riding my bicycle.
We turned the radio on, and we haven't done anything but listen to this and prayed and wept.
I really appreciate you guys broadcasting.
I'm really excited about listening to the program today.
So I've been listening, and it's been wonderful.
And I was just driving and crying, going, you just go, God.
The broadcasts are just awesome. Every time Promise Keepers comes on the air, we know that we're going to have 8, 9, 10 hours of great radio, and that's very important to us at the get-go here in Philadelphia. Mark Daniels from WFIL.
We're going to take you for a trip around the track now and get warm-up reports from our roving reporters, starting with Daryl Ford.
Thanks, Wayne. I'm standing on the starting line here at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. I'm standing right in front of the stage, and what a view it is. I'm up here in Section 21 at the very top of the stadium, and these guys are holding up a sign. I just happen to be standing here with Joe Stoll, and Joe, you challenged our hearts. I mean, man, you hit us right where we live.
Ron Harris has picked up a roving mic and has found his way into the crowd. Ron, where are you?
Well, I'm standing next to the folks with special needs, and I've been watching them sing, and they have just been delighted to be a part of Amazing Grace.
Radio Network is so pleased to be a part of the Promise Keepers live broadcasts. It's a blessing to us. It's a blessing to our listeners. It's a blessing to the advertisers because they love supporting something that is so good. And Bot Radio Network wants to continue to play a small part in bringing live coverage of these Promise Keepers events each year. Ken Monroe, Corporate Production Director for Bot Radio Network.
Could you please welcome Reverend E.B. Hill?
Would you please welcome with me Pastor Greg Laurie, Dr. Tony Evans,
Reverend Franklin Graham,
Reverend Tom Claus,
Dr. Stephen Farrar.
I'd like you to welcome, if you would please, Mr. Larry Mize. Larry.
Welcome Dr. Gary Rosberg.
Please welcome with me Scott Wesley Brown.
Please welcome Dr. Glenn Wagner.
I want to introduce you to the president of Promise Keepers, Randy Phillips.
The founder Promise Keepers, would you all please welcome Coach Bill McCartney. Coach.
Live programming is more exciting to the listeners. Live programming of a special nature, an event nature, such as Promise Keepers Live, is a very special type of programming that brings new listeners and encourages the listeners you already have. Not only the men in your audience, but the women as well. I encourage you to consider Promise Keepers Live for your station. Tom Shaw, WMIE-FM. In East Central Florida.
Here in New Mexico, we have a culturally diverse audience. More than half of our listeners are Native American, and the Promise Keepers 96 national broadcast touched our communities in a powerful way. I highly recommend Promise Keepers 97 Live, Farid Ayoub, KPCL-FM, Farmington, New Mexico.
The Promise Keepers live broadcasts on KCBI have helped build listenership. Take the mystery out of Promise Keepers in Dallas, and within the body of Christ, it's been a catalyst to reconciliation and revival. Could this be a new paradigm for Christian radio? Well, I think so. And isn't this the kind of thing we got into Christian radio for in the first place? This is Wes Ward, Program Director at KCBI in Dallas-Fort Worth.
WJQ is a 24-hour music station. We aired all the Promise Keepers 96 national broadcasts, and the response was tremendous. The quality of the program was exceptional, and we look forward to 1997. Troy West, WJQ, Grand Rapids.
You're providing the greatest public service to your listeners by broadcasting coverage of the Promise Keepers Conference. Alan Lewis, WAWZ, Zarephath, New Jersey.
God is doing something through the Promise Keeper movement, and I want to be a part of it personally through the radio station I manage. Tom Somerville, KGBI, Omaha, Nebraska.
Joining us in the anchor booth is Jeff Gordon and Bobby Hillen, Jr., the Winans. Hey, guys, welcome to Promise Keepers.
Thank you.
Pete, I want to thank you for stopping by. Pete Metzelaars from the NFL.
Franklin Graham has joined us in the anchor booth. And we'll talk with one of the guys from Hollywood who's here. You may recognize him from Father of the Bride Part 2.
Joe Gibbs is a terrific NASCAR fan. He's an owner. We're joined in the anchor booth by Fred Stokes. Fred, you played football on this field for the Washington Redskins.
And we'll have some special music from Stephen Curtis Chapman as a part of this live broadcast tonight from Shea Stadium. Chuck Colson, thanks for stopping by.
Great
here.
To be
God bless you.
Joining us in the anchor booth is Brant Gustafson, president of the National Religious Broadcasters.
I think the most exciting thing about broadcasting Promise Keepers live is that men who never have an opportunity to go, or the wives, girlfriends, sisters, and daughters of these men who do go, can hear firsthand what Promise Keepers is all about and why it's making such a tremendous impact on men in our country. Mike McCarty, general manager of KSIV AM and FM in St. Louis, Missouri.
I had made a decision that Monday when we got back to Dallas that I was going to leave my husband and I was going to file for a divorce, regardless of whatever Promise Keepers did. I listened to the radio broadcast live the whole weekend with my friend, and I was so uplifted by the words and the speakers, the music, just hearing the men singing together, just the unity. And I had no idea what it was like, but I thought, if I can sense the Holy Spirit through a radio broadcast, what must that be like to be present there in the flesh? And I thought, you know, my husband must be experiencing some just really exciting things with the Lord. In the back of my mind, even though I was asking the Lord to help me to be strong, to stay in the marriage, my flesh was wanting to run and leave. And the Lord began to change that very quickly through the broadcast, the testimonies that I heard with the radio broadcast announcers, the speakers, and it was exactly what I needed to hear. We would not be here today had God not used Promise Keepers to intervene.
For station clearance, contact West Star Media Group at area code 719-536-9000.